Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sorry, start.
It was great. Got off to a quick start. First drive, go down there and get points. It's something that we've talked about repetitively over the course of the last couple weeks. Felt good to go out there and get it done. First play. Dawson making a big play for us and really starting us off the right way.
Would you think that might have been start to finish? I mean, the penalties were not great, but start to finish, it might have been your best game of the year. I mean, overall.
It's up there, and I think you look at it from all three phases. I think everybody went out there, knew their job, and executed at a high level. Offense, defense, special teams. Got to clean up the penalties. Obviously had a turnover today and had another one that could have been a turnover. Ty Johnson stepping in and following the ball and making a play and keeping it alive in that 2-minute drive. So still a lot to clean up and you know, we'll watch this one, get rid of it, and enjoy this plane ride.
Does it feel like Keon is playing more confident football right now?
Absolutely. And that's something, you know, our staff has got him rolling. Knows what he's doing, and you know, when he knows what he's doing, he's rolling. He's a damn good football player. He's continuing to make plays for us, you know, and you love to see that from your young guy, and he's only going to get better.
Josh, is there a noticeable difference when you have a game where you don't start well and a game where you do start well? Is it simply just executing, or
yeah,
is there like anything else that you notice about
that? No, it's a lot of execution. It's quick little decisions here that mount up and kind of snowball into bigger things, and you know, again, we could have let the turnovers kind of deter us from having a good game, but we continued to find ways to move the ball. I think we're really good on third down. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think we executed at a high rate on third down, which allows us to, again, move the chains and give us our opportunities to score points. And I think, I don't know our red zone touchdowns either, but we scored quite a bit. James Cook got going. Ray Davis got going, and again, guys made some plays for us.
They had the turnover, the defense got the stop at the goal line, and then you guys went 93 yards. Was that kind of the
huge. Hate throwing turnovers, but made the tackle, and you know, coach talks about it all the time of, you know, something like that. Not to put your head down, go to the sideline, go make a tackle, and let your defense come back out in the field, because you never know what's going to happen. They went out there and had four consecutive plays of a stop, and allowed us to, again, snowball that into something really good and score for the 2 minutes.
And that was the mentality, right? To make up for it by taking control of the game.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
Can you describe what happened on that play, why he was able to pick it off?
Yeah, he played inside. I think Amari slipped a little bit, and again, just could have put that maybe a little bit further behind and put it on his body. It was a little wet, you know, and the guy made a good play.
Shakir over 100 yards today. Every week you just see his game elevate.
Yeah, he's as steady as they come. You know, he's been dealing with an ankle for the last couple weeks. Every week he seems like he's getting a little bit better and more comfortable and confident and cutting. Again, he just continues to make plays for us. And, you know, he's not the flashiest player. You're never going to see him be in the end zone and do something crazy. But he's just as consistent as they come. Love the guy. And he does whatever's asked for him.
And James Cook, 2 touchdowns, over 100 himself. Can you tell early in the game when he's got it going?
Oh, yeah. He's when he's running it hard like that, and that second touchdown, when he lowered the boom, you know, and, you know, I wouldn't say he has the biggest frame, but when he can be an angry runner, and you saw that today.
A couple of 90-yard touchdown drives in the first half. What does that do for an offense, in particular on the road?
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes the crowd out of it. You know, you stay out of third and longs like we did and be able to convert as well as we did. It quiets them down quite a bit, which, again, helps with communication and helps with really just the whole vibe and momentum of the game. crowds can be such a big part of it. And I do want to shout out Bills Mafia, because that was a crazy scene walking off the field right now to the thousands of fans that were still here. So appreciate them for coming out, and hopefully they enjoyed the game today.
From a game-to-game standpoint, despite the penalties and whatever sloppiness, situational stuff, even going back a couple weeks, how in control do you feel on a week-to-week basis? Because
Yeah, I mean, I think I feel good. And that's a credit to Joe and his system and the staff and RC and what we're doing in the quarterback room. And, you know, Mitch and Mike and Shane, you know, we have a lot of really thorough and good conversations in there that really help me throughout the week. And I appreciate every single one of those guys. And, you know, it takes a village to go out there and execute like the way we did today. But yeah, I mean, it takes everybody, and it was a good feeling.
What about from a team standpoint?
Last one for Josh.
In terms of, you know, whether it be the long drives, coming back from a turnover, just the idea of, you got this.
Yeah, I just think the confidence, again, that's instilled from the top down, especially in the offensive side of the ball, with Joe and our offensive staff putting guys in positions where they know what they're doing, they do it fast. You know, I wouldn't say we're too overcomplicated in what we're doing. I know we have some motions and shifts, but again, it takes guys learning it and understanding it, but going out there and executing at a high level. Everybody knows their spots, and when you got that, you got a dangerous team.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Sean will be right in.
Oh, great.
Get him
going. Hey,
Sean. Okay, good to get a win. Anytime you can win, we'll take it. Hard to win in this league, and especially on the road, especially here. They've got a track record of playing great at home, a great fan base. I thought our fan base showed up today, man, big time. Not surprising, but never taking that for granted. The red, white, and blue of the Buffalo Bills showed up all the way out here in the Northwest, and couldn't be more grateful. Winning the line of scrimmage, that's where it starts every week. I thought our O-line and D-line did a phenomenal job. Great week of preparation. The three and out by the defense, the first two series, three and out drives. The first one led to a 9-minute drive by our offense. You know, took up a lot of clock, which helped with an explosive offense on the other side. We were able to double dip, so score before half, score after half. The turnover that we had, you know, the offense did a good job, although we never want a turnover, getting us to line up again. Defense went out and held them, which was big from a momentum standpoint. And then the second half, I thought the second half getting off to a good start, scoring, like I said, and then we got the takeaway. Austin Johnson got the big takeaway, which I think led to 7 as well there. So some good things by the special teams. I like the kickoff coverage. I think it was third quarter at that point. Very physical, swarming type of coverage. Still a lot to work on, penalties being one of them. Some things that we did, some decisions that we made that led to some poor field position. So, you know, we got to continue to work on that and get those things cleaned up.
Sean,
with that, I'll turn it over to you.
You obviously went through everything there, but when you look at venue, opponent, and the way you play, aside from the penalty, might that have been your best, most, you know, I know you're going to say that.
You know the answer to that, so
but,
you know the
but
answer.
But this was a pretty good performance, wouldn't you say?
By our fans, for sure. Yeah, by our fans. Yeah. Did you hear them out there? I've never heard this place like that in all my years in the NFL. Been out here a number of years, I've never heard that. And that's a testament to the Bills, testament to the Bills fans, and the organization, really, for the tradition that they've built over the years.
But you did, you're 6-2, 5 of your first 8 were on the road. Do you feel like this team continues to take steps forward?
Yeah, I mean, we knew this was going to be a tough game, and it was. We knew we were going to have to play well in all three phases, and I think we did. At least at this point, enough to get the result that we were looking for. But there's definitely things, again, that we have to improve on. Pre-snap penalties and the penalties overall. And then just some decision-making, I felt like, that we've got some young guys back there on some special teams things. But plenty still to work on, even the last drive, the second-to-last drive on the defense. Too easy right there. So, but a great week of preparation is what led to this. Focus. You know, the leadership in the locker room, guys stepping in for other guys that were hurt, you know, missing Vaughn, TB, DC, you know, some things on offense there with Curtis being out. So, again, I can't applaud those guys that stepped up and did a great job for us today.
Sean,
Sean, we've talked a lot about slow starts for a couple of games now. Come out, though, that 90-yard drive for a touchdown to just kind of set the tone. How big was that drive? And then he had another 90-yard drive touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, when you've got an explosive offense, just specific to this game, you know you have to be efficient offensively and explosive at the same time. I felt like we were both. Albeit, again, we were beating ourselves. I feel like we two steps forward, one step back, but we were getting some chunks all the while, moving the chains, being efficient when we needed to be efficient. I mean, our third downs were right around 5 yards to go on average on third down versus theirs were 11 yards to go. So you like the odds, the probability of those situations coming up in our favor. So, again, just, you know, good to get off to a good start holistically as a team. And to cash in when we got the chance to cash in, red zone included.
How high on the priority list was that? Obviously, you're coming here, you want to get a win, but starting fast as you're planning out the week, how high was that?
Well, it's always a priority, even though we haven't done a great job of that. You know, so we went. I tell you guys, we go back and look at everything, and so we went back and looked at some things and. I felt more than anything, we got into a rhythm early. We had some momentum, got into a rhythm. Defense came out, three and out. That helps. The field position that they got off of that first punt, he hung it up there pretty far. And I think both three and outs by the defense, I expected better field position, quite honestly, and we didn't get it. But credit to our offense for getting us out of those situations.
Are you seeing that rapid maturation from Keon? It looked like he was as comfortable as he's looked all season in the run game and in the pass game on that touchdown today.
Yeah, just growth, 1 week at a time. Growth, development. You know, Adam's doing a really good job with him, and you know, having Amari I think helps too because he's another veteran in the room, and to me, a big-time established veteran that's done great things in this league for a while, so that helps with the guys that are already in that room. We've got good guys in that room that help young players develop and teach them the right way, teach them the right habits, the right routines, Monday through Saturday. That's what leads to what you saw today.
Do you think is Khalil Shakir at the point where he might even be a better version of Cole Beasley? And I say that because he has that ability to break tackles. Like Cole would catch a ball and go down. Shakir seems to make yak all the time. Is he maybe a better version of Cole?
Don't disrespect Cole like that, number one. Yeah, that's what you're asking me to do. Cole was a phenomenal player in his own right. Right, he did a lot of great things for this team. Khalil is his own player, and you know they're both similar, but both slightly different as well. So, what you saw the last couple of weeks with Khalil was he was out there playing injured, and finally this week I think he started to get back to. Closer to 100%.
Cook over 100 yards. When you see him run that way early in the game, what kind of juice does that give the sideline, the entire offense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just the momentum. All these things lead to momentum, right? You see guys straining. You see guys giving great effort. You see guys, offensive linemen, finishing plays where James has the ball and they're finishing right on his heels when he's getting tackled. They're running to the football. Defensive front runs to the football. You see Rasul Douglas on the first, I believe it was the first series or second series, they tried to run the ball off tackle outside. They cracked the safety. He comes up, makes a great tackle and a heck of a running back. So those things are important to us as a team. And it's never one player, one coach. It's playing good team football.
On James specifically, though, he's already, you know, passed his career touchdown totals from previous seasons, that kind of thing. Like, what do you think specifically he's doing this year that's helping him have, like, days like today?
Again, just more and more development from a young player. He's focused. He prepares. And you don't take that for granted. I mean, these guys in that locker room, they work during the week to get themselves to be the most prepared they can, and they take it seriously, and they hold each other accountable, which is very powerful, as you guys know.
John, you just kind of mentioned it, Henning and Walker. How much of the emphasis was that throughout the week?
Yeah, really good running back. He likes to get outside and. And you could tell when they didn't have him in the stretch of two or three games, it was, I believe, that they didn't have him. You could see a difference in their offense. So we knew that, you know, they were going to challenge the line of scrimmage, and they did. And they did it early, and we were able to kind of, you know, snuff that a little bit there, and which helps to make them more of a one-dimensional. Plus, we're scoring points, and you know, you get into a more of a drop back game like they did.
Austin Johnson, first interception of his career. Didn't have one in college, doesn't look like, but
I think he had like a fumble. I think he had a fumble return. I remember watching it from at Penn State, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought he had some scoop and score or something. I remember it was going left to right on the video. So whatever that's
first interception.
It was not an interception. This is his first interception. That must have been a scoop and score. Yeah.
How do you remember that?
I don't know. Thank you, guys.
Shakir and Keon are coming in.
Damn it, right as shooting him. What? We couldn't get no chance this time, shoot.
All right, Khalil, third down conversion rate, not always great in every game in this season. You guys got on track early in terms of converting early, and you really kind of hit like three or four 80-yard drives today. Just maybe talk about moving those sticks on the money down.
Yeah, I mean, our plan is to always just stay on schedule. You know, early on we had a couple flags, but we know what we're capable of doing. So just, like I said, you know, sticking to the details, the preparation that we put in throughout the week, and, you know, one play at a time mentality, so.
Keon, it looked like part of the game plan was to go after 29 in this one. Looked like a favorable, I'm guessing Coach Brady thought it was a favorable matchup. Just your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't think we singled out one guy. Shit, we go at everybody. They line up across us, we're going to go out there and make the play. So, pretty simple.
Keon, can you walk us through the touchdown grab? We talked a lot since you've been drafted about the basketball background and everything. You go up and make a growing and catch like that. But can you describe what that play was and how it played out?
Simple football play. We miscued on the first one. I told him just put it even high. You give me another shot at it. You give me another shot. I went up there and made the play.
It looked like it was one-handed.
Yeah, it was. He went
like
and snagged it. Yeah.
Yeah,
he went up there and snagged it.
High courtesy, it's me. Yeah.
He's gonna be modest, Bill. Tell us about that touchdown. What did you see when he goes up and grabs it?
That's a big boy play right there. You know, so comes to just Josh and him being on the same page, Josh trusting him, throwing it up there and him making a play.
Khalil, how does a play like that maybe energize the offense when you see Keon go up and make a play like that, obviously results in a score? How does that energize the offense?
Yeah, I mean, anytime we score a touchdown, we're lit. So for him, for it to be him, especially, you know, in our wideout room, for it to be anybody in our wideout room, like, I know we get really excited for each other just to see each other ball out, you know. But as an offense, as long as we get in there, you know, it can be anybody.
Do you guys feel like you're rolling right now as a team?
What you mean by that?
Playing well, have the momentum going with
you? Of course. It changes throughout the season, but we feel like every play we come out there and execute at a high level, I don't think anybody really can stop us but ourselves. So eliminating the penalties, turnovers, whatever else we did wrong, we're just going to continue to correct that and, you know, continue to try to get wins.
Khalil, I know you were kind of fighting through the ankle a couple of weeks ago. You're playing, you're not 100%. You know, nobody's really 100%, but you're like gutting it out on a reduced snap count week six.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we are week eight. It looks like you kind of have that spring in your step again. Would you say that this is as good as you felt, you know, in a while?
Since that happened, yeah. You know, we're still getting there. Still dealing with a little bit of it. But at the end of the day, this football, like you said, everybody out there playing hurt. So it's a part of the game.
Khalil, one of the things we asked you guys a lot about this week was just starting faster. I know, obviously, you did it today. Is there anything noticeable, or is it just execution? Between a game where you don't start fast and a game where you go and you score a 90-yard touchdown?
Yeah, there's a lot of things, you know, limited penalties, execution, details, you know, even just the small things throughout a play. You know, it's every 11 guys on the field doing their job to make it work, you know. So today, you know, definitely got off to a better start than we have. So, I mean, it's just putting one foot in front of the other and continuing to, you know, whatever Joe calls, execute that play to the best of our ability.
Khalil, coming into this season, there are a lot of new pieces in the wide receiver room. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the last couple of weeks, guys are starting to find kind of where they fit, where the puzzle pieces fit right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could say that, you know, just as the season goes on, you know, everyone starts to understand, you know, what their role is. That's a part of the game. You know, everybody being on top of their job throughout the week and the preparation that we're putting in, you know, as far as the plays throughout the week. But I always say this, at any point in that receiver room, anybody's number can get called on any given play and make a play. You know, that room, our room is so dynamic. So, and I truly believe it's one of the best in the NFL, you know. So, You know, we know that. We sit here and whatever it is, whatever challenges is in front of us, you know, we just put our head down and grind throughout the week and come out on game day ready.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Awesome. Thank you. All right, that's it.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.